Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Marita Colmenero, and I call you because you charge me $59.97 with my con.
All right.
I don't know why. I don't know what is it.
I can look that up for you, ma'am, but I would need your zip code. And could you repeat that first and last name?
Okay, my name is Marita, M-A-R-E-T-A, C-O-L-M-E-N-E-R-O, Colmenero.
And what's your zip code?
51105.
51105?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I have a Maria Herrera.
Uh-huh.
Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay. And could you verify your shipping address?
It's 3119 UK Avenue.
Okay.
She's my daughter, so I need to know what are you doing.
I'm showing that you bought a Hype watch, which is a fitness watch that helps track your steps, heart rate, and sleeping cycle on December 14th for $792. And your trial ended on December 30th, so that's where you were charged the full price for the watch because you decided to keep that.
But we not received nothing for that.
I'm showing that it was delivered on December 17th.
But she never received. So what you need to do, ma'am? That's why I'm surprised when the bank, they told me, they charged me the money and I never received.
Well, the address on here is 3119 Ulysses Avenue, Sioux City,
yes.
Iowa, 51105. And that's where it was delivered to.
But if you do delivery, what day you do the delivery? Because I never received them. This way, I make question. What you need to do, you never received.
Well, the USPS says that it was delivered on December 17th at 9:57 a.m. So in this circumstance, I wouldn't be able to do anything because it's shown that you received the watch.
So we not get nothing to do?
You can check back with the USPS to see what happened with that shipment.
Yeah, because we have cameras in my home. And I see every day. I never see nobody left something for me in the door.
Well, like I said, you just need to check with the United States Postal Service, and you can give us a call back. And see after you check with them and see what they say.
So what is the product you say I ordered?
A fitness watch. It tracks your footsteps, heart rate, sleeping cycle, blood pressure.
No, I don't have nothing like that. I don't have nothing for that. So we need to call the UPS or we need to go to UPS?
You should probably call the UPS to see what happened with it.
So you have the number ordered to reclaim to the UPS, ma'am?
I have the tracking number that I can give you.
Yeah, can you give me that? Because I never have in my Gmail and nothing like that. That's why I'm surprised you charged me the $59.97.
All right. The number is 9.
Hold on. Let me go grab the pen, okay? And then you give it to me, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I'm 9-9-4-4-0-0. Hold on. My pen is not working, so hold on. Okay, it's 9-4-0-0. Okay.
1-1-1. 2-0-2-5-5-5-8-3-2 0-2-4-9-8-7. Do you need me to repeat that?
Yeah.
9-4-0-0-1-1-1-2-0-2-5-5-5-8-3-2-0-2-4-9-8-7. Did you get it that time?
Yeah, I got it. So we need to go to UPS and then return this order. Maybe they have it over there, or we can lose the order.
You should check with them first to see what happened with it. See, you know, if it might have been delivered wrong, and then you can call back after what they said.
If it returned to you, so we could call you.
Yeah, you could call us after you check in with the USPS.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.